24/17. We get answers now to your coronavirus questions, your vaccine questions, and with us again, Dr. Michael Hirt, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.
Dr. Hirt, good afternoon. L.A. County officially is in the least restrictive yellow coronavirus tier, meaning a lot of restrictions will be lifting later this week. Bars that don't serve food will be able to have people inside. Gyms, movie theaters as well, they'll be able to increase capacity. Are we at risk of setting the stage for a new spike in infections?
I don't think so. I think that we have really achieved a pretty good state of herd immunity. We've got enough vaccines in arms of our vulnerable. We're seeing cases drop yesterday. Nobody died of COVID in L.A. County, an amazing return to, you know, what we thought we'd never see before. The percentage of positive test rates is under 1%. We're in a really good place. And I think that for those who are not vulnerable, of those who are young and healthy, those who have had their vaccines and perhaps are on the sort of cusp of vulnerable, a little bit older, a few medical problems, a little pudgy. These are people who can start to get back. And when you look at other states that are wide open, like, you know, Florida, it's sort of a tale of two cities between Sacramento and Tallahassee. And I think we'll be very similar in terms of our success.
Let's pick apart how L.A. County got to this point, because, you know, it's not long ago that we were the worst spot. We were the hot spot. So now we're like right up there with the best. There's the theory that, okay, A, vaccinations, we know what that means. But B, that so many people got it during the surge that there's a whole lot of natural immunity out there. Maybe it lasts not as long as your vaccine does, but at least if you were one of those in January that had this, you're April, May now, you probably still have some of it with you.
Exactly right. And so when I say herd immunity, I mean those who've had it, as you're talking about, and those who've had the vaccine. And some people have had both. So they're like super immune. And the variants are still, you know, a problem. This is still something we got to keep an eye on. Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world. They're north of 60%. They're still having, you know, between 50 and 100 cases a day. Many of those are the variants, including some of the really horrible ones from India, from Brazil, from South Africa. But, you know, their death rate remains low. Their hospitalizations remain low. 10% of people who've been vaccinated represent those who have the variant. So that means if you're vaccinated, you can still get a variant. You can still spread it. So we're not done here. And you're right to wonder whether we're going to have another spike. But so far, looking ahead at a country like Israel, and I think that's mimicking L.A. County in terms of our vaccination rate combined with our herd immunity, I think we're going to be okay. We still are going to have to trace and track every one of these variants a lot better than we're doing now, or we could see one of these variants break through and get us into trouble.
Would you say, Dr. Hirt, that we are pretty much taming this virus at this point? I know that a health expert told KNX earlier today that the goal of the vaccines was to, you know, tame the virus because it's not going away and, you know, it's the vaccines are doing their job. Would you say that we are finally getting a control over it?
Yeah, except I would turn it around. I would say we're not taming this virus because the mutating viruses, you know, the variants around the world are getting stronger, not more tame. What we are doing is we are boosting the human immune response and readiness to this virus. And so if you've been vaccinated and you get one of these coronavirus variants, you are more likely to end up in your own bed than a hospital bed. And that's the first shift out of this pandemic that we have to make, and we are making it, which is why I think it's okay to start opening things up. But if you are vulnerable and you got your vaccine, know that you could still get an infection. So be careful. Keep your shields up, your COVID awareness present so that you don't become a statistic.
President wants 70% of the population with at least one shot by July 4th. That's his new goal. We know about the hesitancy. We know about the drop-off in demand. So your thoughts on how likely that is to happen? They're going to push more into the rural communities. They're going to go to where people are, and then they're going to try and get some. And we've talked about this before. You know, we say, why aren't they in doctor's offices? They're going to try and at least get some to, you know, primary care physicians in these other neighborhoods.
I think that will help, you know, because patients come in. They're talking about the vaccine. We talk to them about the vaccine in the office. If I had one right there, I think patients would say, okay, give it to me. I'll take it. If they have to then go find it, you know, even if it's a walk-up and get a vaccine, which is sort of what LA County is offering right now, that does help. But if they are motivated and you seize on that motivation in that moment, that's going to help. I don't think we're getting another 100 million shots in. I think those who have wanted it were out there getting those appointments and have to had the vaccine. There's a lot of hesitancy out there still because people see those side effects. They have friends who've had side effects. They're concerned about that. They want to wait a little bit longer. We've seen that in other countries. You know, Russia brought their Sputnik V out after only 76 patients were injected with the vaccine in a phase two trial. 76, that was it. And then it was on to phase three, but they opened it up to the country. And after 6 months, only 3% of Russians ever signed up for this vaccine. Now, we've done a lot better job of that at proving that these vaccines are safe for the populations that they're intended. But there's still people wondering, is it really safe enough for me to take? And waiting for the FDA to offer their final approval, not just emergency authorization approval. I'm hearing a lot of that in the office for people who are still holding back and thinking.
Yeah, and as we know, Pfizer is going to push for that top-down approval as soon as they can get it. Dr. Michael Hertz, Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Doctor, thank you.